Sie hören SBS German.
Laut einer Studie aus dem Jahr 2015 hatten nur ältere Australier und solche mit bedeutendem Vermögen am häufigsten ein Testament. Adam Steen, Professor an der Deakin-Universität, machte 2 Jahre später eine weitaus größer angelegte Studie. Es zeigte sich, dass fast die Hälfte der Befragten kein Testament hatte.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and death and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly about 50% or just under 50%.
Professor Steen sagt, dass Misstrauen und Aberglaube zu den Gründen gehören, warum Menschen davon absehen, ein Testament zu machen.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will, and there's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
Wenn jemand ohne Testament stirbt, dann erfolgt die Vermögensverteilung nach den Gesetzen des jeweiligen Staates oder Territoriums. Anwalt Dean Kalimnios sagt, dass ein Testament einer Familie die Mühe ersparen kann, diese Situation zu durchleben.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. So it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
Die Erbfolge ohne Testament hängt von den Gesetzen des jeweiligen Staates oder Territoriums ab. Anwalt Kalimnios sagt jedoch, dass diese Regeln möglicherweise nicht widerspiegeln, wie eine Person die einzelnen Familienmitglieder bei der Vergabe seiner Hinterlassenschaft bedenken möchte.
People's estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests, people may have shares, people may have different types of property. And the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, family heirloom or something of significance or something shared between both of you, and a will is the best way to do that.
Während Online-Do-It-Yourself-Kits in Australien ein wachsender Trend sind, ist eine Rechtsberatung eine sichere Option. Aber nicht nur Anwälte leisten professionelle Hilfe. Sie können ihr Testament von den State Trustees schreiben lassen, einer Regierungsbehörde, die in jedem Staat oder Territorium tätig ist. Öffentliche Treuhänder erheben immer noch Gebühren, aber diese Gebühren sind reguliert. Gebührenbefreiungen können auch für Rentner und Personen über 60 gelten. Michael Spiegel ist Executive General Manager des Bereichs Trustee Services bei den Victorian State Trustees. Er weist darauf hin, dass ein Testament wichtig sei, nicht nur für die Vermögensverteilung, sondern auch bei der Ernennung von Vormündern für Minderjährige.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Michael Spiegel weist darauf hin, dass dies für Migranten in Australien kritisch ist, die Kinder unter 18 Jahren haben und möglicherweise auch kein anderes Familiennetzwerk im Lande besitzen.
So myself, for example, my children are born in 2 different countries. And when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that destruction, how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
Während seiner jahrelangen Praxis bei der Vorbereitung von Testamenten für seine Mandanten hat Dean Kalimnios Fälle erlebt, in denen der ethnische Hintergrund der Mandanten die Konzepte von Vererbung und Verteilung beeinträchtigte. Er sagt, die Testamente dienen der Absicherung gegen Unklarheit.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view, family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Mit seiner langen Erfahrung bei den Victorian State Trustees sagt Michael Spiegel, dass Spannungen in Familien ohne Testamente nicht auf bestimmte Kulturen begrenzt sind.
The deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with, so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
Und hier noch ein guter Rat. Wenn Sie ein Online-Testament verwenden, lassen Sie es besser von einem Anwalt oder öffentlichen Treuhänder überprüfen, um Ihren Hinterliebenen Ärger und zusätzliches Leid zu ersparen.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.